Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
I like how you just throw your hoodie on the bed back there. It looks real great, man.
Yep. I purposely did that to make you upset.
It didn't upset me.
Trigger your rage.
I don't really care.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't really care.
What if I put it right here? Does that make you rage out yet?
Nope, I'm going to do the whole show like this. Should have left it there. I would have done 2 hours with that on my head.
It would have gotten hot, man.
That smelled good, actually.
Did it?
Yeah.
I smell like a god.
Yep.
Yes, I know.
Yep.
Thank you.
Morris is triggered. Morris has actually also asked two questions. Will there be sound? Yes. Yep. And then the second one is another haircut today.
Mm-mm.
No haircut today?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
It's going to be a weekly check now.
I think it's going to be bi-weekly, twice a week.
Yeah.
One every episode we got to check for the haircut.
Gotcha.
Today the show GIF included a haircut GIF.
So. Yeah, I saw your joke.
Did that fill you with rage?
Yes, it did.
Colby's very angry today.
Oh, I wanted to stab you.
Why me? I didn't do anything.
You. Cause you.
I didn't do anything.
You do everything.
I literally do nothing.
Cause for all my pain in my life.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. Apologies to everyone watching live. Hey, Fictional, how are you? But we're going to drop frames. Because people who watch my show know about this time every day we start dropping frames.
Yeah.
So I assume it'll just go away at some point.
Get better internet, man.
It's not my internet, man. I think it's computer.
Get a better computer, man.
Buy me one.
Buy him one.
I was talking to you specifically.
I'm talking to them. I can't afford it.
Well, I don't think they can't either.
Yeah, they could do it.
See, this is what I worry about.
Now we're offline.
Like, see, now we're transmitting nothing. But now we're back.
What the fuck?
Dude, I don't know. I thought about going and restarting the internet before the show.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I did a live test before we went live. No drop frames. And then the second I went actually live, drop frames. It is a little hot in here.
A little bit, yeah.
I agree with you. Yeah. I should probably go turn down the heater.
Yeah.
All right, fill some time.
Did it, did it.
That doesn't mean
to sing. Did it, did it. I don't know how to fill time, guys. This is why he does the talking. I do not talk. I respond. I'm the responder in the situation. I don't initiate conversations. Ever. Like, with no people. Except for right now, because it takes him 5 years to turn down the goddamn heater. Take longer! You're just getting silence now.
Dead air.
Hurry the fuck up. Take your sweet time. Welcome back, man.
I was standing out there for like 30 seconds.
I fucking know you were.
I like making you do the show, man.
I hate it.
It's,
and that's the only reason why you like it.
Yeah.
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 Well, people on the chat also ask, you know, why don't you talk more?
Ask.
They do all the time.
They
They're like, why is the guy on the left
that?
So quiet
and
all
I
the time?
I just explained it to them. I don't initiate. I react.
So yesterday on my stream, this microphone boom right here, see how it's drifting down?
Uh-oh.
I thought that maybe you pulled a fast one on me.
Oh, yeah.
And you switched our arms again?
Yep, when you weren't looking. When you went to do that heater, yep,
I didn't mean today. I meant like last Thursday or something, all right?
There was no time when you were in the... When I was in this room without you in it.
There's no way to prove that.
There's multiple ways to prove
it. How can you prove it?
There's one, a good 2-hour live stream.
Yeah, but you could have done it any time before or after the live stream.
You are always in here prepping before the show, before I am.
I could have peed or something.
Nope.
I could have.
You could have. I did.
See, you admit it.
You got me.
Yep.
did it.
I knew
this
it.
This one is actually
Well, I know you didn't,
one.
Actually. You know how I know you didn't?
No.
Because today I was looking and I noticed this.
Uh-oh. Yep, that's broken.
That's breaking.
That is,
broken. I think I have another one of those, though.
Wow.
But I'm honestly not sure, because I can't remember what broke the last time.
You ever just think about, like, drilling a hole through this fucking desk and just putting the
I think there's a metal piece right here.
There's no metal piece.
It's a big metal piece.
That's not metal.
What is that?
This is straight wood, homie.
No, but this part right here is metal.
Yeah, just move it a little bit over.
I think what I need to do is just buy an actual mic arm.
And then right down the middle, just slide it in. Just give it a good slide. Get it.
Well, you're the woodworker. Why don't you come do that for me?
I need to measure how the diameter or the, yeah. The,
you're just saying wood words now.
No, the diameter of the fucking, the pole that goes into that hole. And then find a drill bit that fits that.
It's a Mary Poppins song.
Use your drill. Put a little towel underneath for the fucking sawdust that's going to definitely come up.
Okay.
And then, bam, you got a hole in your desk ready for a mic boom that will not break and not fall apart.
So are you saying that the actual, like, the thing that goes, you're saying this thing. Oh, I'll move your mic,
yes,
man.
Use mine so you don't break yours. Yes.
You mean this thing.
Yes.
You're going to put that directly into the desk.
Yes.
That won't work.
That will 1,000% work.
It won't. The desk will just move. Oh, yeah. And you need a truck first. I forgot. Yeah, about
that's
your...
That's true.
You need the truck.
Yeah.
Why is Chris texting me right now? Are these my sleeping pills? You know, she sent me a picture.
It's a really bad picture.
It's a blurry picture of the front of the box. Like, how am I supposed to know?
I don't know.
I need to see the active...
What's up, basement brain?
Ingredient.
Rim. Morris.
Ingress. Yep, that's what I meant.
Love you guys.
That's what I meant. Active ingress.
I initiated that.
Initiated what?
My love for our viewers.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah.
Mic boom went boom. I don't know, man. I think... I'm trying to remember, because remember we had one break...
Okay, either I...
Not last week, but before
I
that.
I can go get a drill bit for like $8, or you can...
$8?
Yeah, they're made of metal, man. They're expensive.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, just buy a boom mic.
But the boom mic's $15.
I mean, if it's
that's, isn't that
one.
What DoTube said last time?
I think so. Look it up. Pull up one. See the one that you're going to find. Let's find your new boom mic, man.
Amazon.com.
Either way, I'm getting a drill bit and doing it for mine because I want to prove you fucking wrong.
You're just going to put a mic on your desk?
No, or? On your desk. Oh. I'm drilling a hole in your fucking desk. It's happening.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Mic boom.
Too lazy.
$13.99. Right here. Look at this. Tree newbie. Complete set microphone suspension boom scissor arm stand with 6-inch mic round shape wind pop filter mass shield black. With wind pop filter. I mean, that looks exactly like what we want right there. That's literally what this is, but it's not for lamps. It's for microphones.
Right.
And it's also got a windscreen on it, dude. Can we get one without the windscreen? Because that seems unnecessary.
Nope.
Like, how about we get rid of the windscreen and instead... We don't have it.
I mean,
and I save
$4 there, and it saves $1.
Also, these, you know, this doesn't look correct. This little attachment.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you can just unfucking screw it and put.
Can I?
On. Yes, there are screws there.
You don't know that, man.
There are screws there. That's a screw, just like that, exactly like that.
I don't know, man.
It's the same thing.
I don't know, man.
It's the same thing.
Well, they do have, like, that fancy one there.
Look at that. That is the exact same.
Hey.
That's literally the same thing as this bar. Just minus the holder. What?
It's the wrong one. It's like dentrohydramine or something.
That's one DoTube has. Says DoTube.
Oh, that's the one you have? You know, I'm just now... We talked a lot about Unofficial Tony P on the last show, so I'm not going to do it here, but... Didn't I used to have one of those butterfly holders for microphones? I did.
I thought so.
I absolutely did.
Yeah.
Where did that go?
I don't know. It's either in this big-ass box
it ain't
over
in there.
Here, or it's at Pinella's house.
Why would it, or Cameron.
No, I'd assume it's at Pinella's.
Why would he keep that? He doesn't do recording in his house anymore.
No. I think it might be for his mic. I don't know if he has it on his or not.
Dude, he stole all my best stuff. Yeah, dimethyldramine, that's what it is. That's what's in my sleeping pills. He stole all my best stuff, dude.
Ooh, take it back.
I just need to go to his house, apparently, and just raid.
Yeah, beat him up.
And just raid my, get my stuff back.
He'll wake up with all of his shit gone.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Or I could just do it while he's awake, because it's mine, and it's... No?
Then knock him out.
You want me to knock him out and take it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe we'd fix him. Fix his brain.
By hitting him?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you're very violent today.
Nah.
Did you go to the gym with him today?
Mm-mm.
You went to the gym with him on Thursday. So how many days since Thursday?
Friday, Saturday.
So every day but today.
Yeah.
Is it because he's not awake this early?
No, he is dead.
Okay.
Because, yeah, he...
Hey!
You almost die again? You almost killed him. Keep doing it. There you go, man. Look at that. Get your boom.
I hate it.
Thank you so much, baseball.
Because it gives us money, and all I can think about is how close to death I come every time.
I think that's a good solution. You pay to almost kill you.
Like,
that's
literally...
A, where else do you get
I say
that?
In the intro, it's going to kill me. One. It mm-hmm. almost killed me there.
Yeah.
Like, now for the next 5 minutes, I'm going to have to recover from my heart stopping beating for a second.
Oh, the pain.
Thank you so much, Basil Brain, for your donation of $15.
Thank you very, very much.
It's very awesome. Nice. Why is it poop? Why is it so big and up there?
It's in the wrong space. That's weird.
Dude, it's so loud and so scary. Like, we say it in the intro, but if you're not here when it happens, you think it's exaggerated. Yeah. And it's not. It's a very, very loud mic boom.
Let's see.
Or explosion. For the record, Basement Brain donated $15 for your boom stand. Thank you so much, Basement. We appreciate that, man. Cole, are you trying to turn up your thing?
I'm just trying to get to your level so when it happens, I can go deaf as well. Slash.
Well, the problem is that even though your headphones are the same volume as mine, your hearing isn't as bad. So there's no way to actually say...
My hearing is worse, you mean?
Or it isn't as bad. I don't know. Oh, yeah, because if your hearing's better than mine, it would be louder.
Yes. You lose what, like, words meant there for a second?
My heart stopped beating 2 minutes ago! Okay, give me a second.
Oh, man. Yes, me deaf equals worse hearing than you. Also, I don't have them on fully all the way, all the time.
Oh.
But now I do.
I gotta recover.
I think you're recovered enough.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, did you hang out with him last night?
Yesterday, yeah, we went to the gym and then afterwards had a beer.
Okay, so you didn't stay up super late? With them?
What's happening?
No.
What's happening?
I was up pretty late. Like 3.
I feel like I just sit up really tall. Like, why? Like, I want it to be in the perfect spot.
Oh, yeah, the perfect spot.
Yeah. I think, like, right here is pretty good. I think, like, right here is perfect.
Is it?
Yeah. All right, should we do the intro?
Ergonomical.
Posture, yeah. Good for posture.
And we're dropping frames.
Dude, we're dropping so many frames
today.
Offline.
Oh, now we're back.
Well, the thing about this dropping frames is that our audio never goes away.
Oh, that's good.
So we just look like robots. Like, we'll be like, da-da. And it only with not the da-da part because the audio never stops.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like we're talking, but we're also doing this thing. Like, the whole time. We're just dropping frames. Yeah, we're still talking, you know.
Yeah,
it don't matter.
It comes across clear, but we look... Like, we're glitching out. All right, that's not glitching. I keep dancing.
All right, let's play this stupid intro.
Play the stupid intro.
I think whatever you brought with you, your crazy pills, have rubbed off onto me now. So.
Good.
All right, so intro time.
Infected.
Here we go.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
I'm not gonna stand here. Present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/SethandColby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Well, what's up, everybody? It is the Seth and Colby Show. This is episode number 51.
Oh, did you count that out?
Yes. And for January 7th, 2018, we're live twice a week. Once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time, and once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Both at Twitch. I was dropped frames. That wasn't me. Both at twitch.tv slash Seth and Colby. Go there. Watch the show. We love to hear from you. We love to chat with you. We love for you to input on the show and donate money and nearly kill Seth. That's what we want. So do that. All right? Twice a week. twitch.tv/SethandColby. If you don't watch live because you just ignored everything I said and you hate us, you can watch at youtube.com/SethandColby anytime afterwards. That's where the video on demands are. And then if you want to listen to the audio version because you don't want to see Colby's face or his haircut, I understand.
Multiple haircuts.
Multiple haircut every week, at least once a week. Once a week.
Get it right.
The audio version of the show is available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Go to SethandColby.com to get that links. I'm a snake.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
What were you doing?
I was doing something.
Okay, right in the middle of the introduction.
Keep going.
Well, you the one who started talking.
That's because you speak every time in this introduction. You have 15,000 things to say. Finish saying the 15,000 things, and then I'll tell you what I'm doing.
All right, if you want to support the show, there are a couple ways. The first one is free. Go to twitch.tv/Seth. He's shaking his head like I just ruined the intro. Like it's my fault.
Disapprove.
Go to twitch.tv/SethandColby. Hit the follow button. It's free and it does help us. We are two follows away from 100 followers. Our 100th follower will receive a full body nude of Colby.
Oh, shit.
So you got that to entice you if you want it. Also, if you want to support us with your money, there are two ways. One is to subscribe to us on Twitch, as Basement Brain does. It starts at $4.99 a month, and it does help us a lot. The second way is to donate money using the donation command, like Basement Brain does. It plays a giant foghorn, destroys my heart, sends me into cardiac arrest, and I see my entire life flash before my eyes as I slowly drift into the dark abyss of death. And then we read your name and your message, and we continue on with the show. Those are the ways to support us. We're working towards getting a third show. Once we have enough money, I don't know when that is. Colby gets to decide when we do our third show.
What?
And then we're also working to get him a Millennium Falcon-shaped home. That's the ultimate goal, is to make enough money where Colby gets a house shaped like the Millennium Falcon. I will still be here living my normal existence, but Colby will be in an awesome Millennium Falcon-shaped house, and you guys can live with the joy of
all
knowing
the money
that you help
goes
with that.
To me.
So that's the introduction, guys. Today on the show, we're going to talk about some stuff and things and just the usual things and stuff. So
give it to give it.
If you're into that. All right.
Did you want to know what I was doing? What I'm currently doing?
Yeah. I mean, you interrupted the...
Do you have MyFitnessPal?
I do have MyFitnessPal.
Do you use it?
I do
use
it.
Do you track your food and enter all that in there?
I do indeed.
Yeah, I'm starting to do that.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah, I had to input my stuff.
In the middle of the show.
I forgot, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're like, intro time, I'm going to put my food in?
Yeah.
Okay, what'd you make, dude? What's your food say?
I'm supposed to, I'm putting on mass because I want to get bigger.
accumulating mass.
I'm putting on mass. I'm gaining weight. My goal is to gain weight, so I have to eat 3,330 calories
a
day.
All right, here, hold on. Let me help you.
What? Not again. This is not what he donated $15 for, my shit ass. Oh. There. Great, now they get to hear me fucking eat on the show.
Just start with that, man. Yeah, cultivating mass. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you, Fictional.
Yeah.
Cultivating mass.
Gotta get bigger, man. And to do that, I need to eat 3,330 fucking calories.
That is very easy.
It's not.
You should live here for a couple days.
It's not when I don't eat. I don't spend money on fast food anymore.
We don't either.
Well, then what the fuck do you make?
Well, first of all, you can start by turning and looking at that thing of cookies I brought in. Just eat one right now.
I'm already so full. You know me. I have a fucking stomach.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I've literally eaten...
I could eat 3,000 calories easy, just probably not the best things. Yeah, I mean, literally, I could eat 3,000 calories.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can go to McDonald's and eat fucking three
you know what you need to do?
Cheeseburgers a day.
You know what you need to do?
No,
you need to do like
that's
me.
Expensive.
Where I get my... Like, I eat... I'm like, I only eat probably 1,500 calories a day. Eat. I drink...
Can you hear me feeling?
Oh, yeah, it's cool. No, I like it.
No.
I like it. I eat... 1,500, mm-hmm. All right? I could drink 2,000. Easy.
Mm.
That's what you need to start working on. You need to start drinking Coke.
Oh, God, no.
Coke or your drink more of your...
I have bad teeth.
Well, you can't put on weight like a fatty and expect health, man.
You can if you just eat a lot. And that is so hard.
You need to get, carbs? Is that what, can you eat carbs?
Yes.
Because carb loading would help. Should I go get you a piece of bread?
Oh, God, no.
Because I got a piece of bread in there is like 175 calories.
I just want to give up already, but I know I can't.
Well, the cookies is the only unhealthy thing in our house because we're doing the opposite for MyFitnessPal. And so soda is unhealthy. Don't do it. They want cookie eating ASMR, man.
No, they don't. No, they fucking
soda is so unhealthy. Don't do it, dude. I love me some soda. You got to switch to Miller Heavy, dude. Stop doing Miller Lite. That could help.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that.
That's a good point.
You could double your calories from just switching off light beer.
It's 96 calories. I think 32 grams of carbs.
Yeah.
And then no fat.
Yeah.
As a Miller Lite.
Is it all about calories, or are you trying to do fats and carbs and that? Are you counting all that, too?
I mean, it counts that. Those are called
macros. Well, it counts that, but are you supposed to? Does it just matter that you get fat, or just get calories?
That.
Okay, so you're not doing like, I need 3,000 calories a day, but 500 of that comes from carbs,
no.
200 of it comes from fat. Okay, so you don't care. It's just about calories.
I really should just eat fast food just like four times a
day. You'd be surprised.
But...
Here's where you can go, all right? I have to go without... I have an addictive personality. I would eat all those cookies at once.
I do, too, but I've never had a problem with food.
Well, like, you've never been fat.
Always,
right.
Like, eat. Yeah, I'd never wanted to, like, eat constantly.
Right. Well, I feel like I'm Morris. Like, I also have an addictive personality. Like, mm-hmm. And right now I'm addicted to food. Mm-hmm. And it's... By dieting... The hard part about dieting is that I need food because I'm addicted to it.
Mm-mm.
Like, I'm addicted to food. You don't have that problem.
I hate eating. It's a waste of time.
Right. But what you're saying right now is like...
I need to.
It's like, all right, we go to an alcoholic, and that alcoholic, like someone who never drinks,
yeah,
is like, I got to start drinking 3 beers a day. And the alcoholic is just like, okay.
Fuck you, man.
Do it.
Yeah.
That's easy. Uh-huh. That's child's play. That's what you're doing to me right now with food.
That is cool.
You're like, oh, I got
to
eat Chipotle every meal.
So hard.
Oh, it's going
to
be so rough. Oh, my God.
This is not going to do shit to my calories.
That chocolate chip cookie?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably 125 calories each.
Is it?
I bet it is.
Chocolate chip cookie. Search. 170. Outtakes? Grandma's? Starbucks?
You want to find one by the ounce. That's what you want to do.
I don't see that. I don't care. I'm adding this one.
Yeah, just do 170. That's probably about right. That's what I would say.
Fat, 7 grams. Oh, yeah, packing it on, man. Packing it on. So I'm at 1542 right now. I got 17,000 left to go.
17,000? That's two Chipotle burritos.
I'm having Hog Wild later, so I feel like that will do some
damage. Eat the bread.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest part about MyFitnessPal is you going out to eat.
Yeah.
Because they're not in there.
Mm.
Like, you... That's one of the reasons that we eat at home a lot now, is because unless you're going to a fast food or a chain, like a national chain,
uh-huh,
MyFitnessPal ain't going to have the calories in there.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they do, I still feel like it's lying half the time.
It's definitely, you know, This is why I don't eat on a fucking
No, I like it.
No.
Dude, we ate steaks at the beginning of one of our shows once, all right?
That was great, though.
Yeah. What, you saying those cookies aren't good?
There's a range. They're a little dry, man. I'm sorry. Well, I had some fucking milk.
You want me to get you some milk, man?
No.
I can get you some milk. Milk got calories in it, too, dude.
I'm done eating on the show.
I think we've got full vitamin D milk also.
No.
Yeah. It's lactose free, though, because my whole family's lactose intolerant.
All right. In that case, maybe then. Because I'm the same way.
You're lactose intolerant?
Yeah, my mom was.
Since when?
Since I've gotten older.
I've seen you eat a block of cheese before, man.
Cheese, not so much. I don't know why. If I drink milk, I can feel it.
It's going to be wrong unless it's like officially listed. Yeah. Well, I think what we do here is we meal prep like you meal prep, mm-hmm. or at least you're starting to meal prep, and then we basically make the meal, and then we weigh the meal, and we do the calories, right. and we add our own meals. Mm. That's what you have to do.
Right.
But like, if you go get a Big Mac, what's in MyFitnessPal is probably pretty right on to a Big Mac. But if you go to Hog Wild and you just type in beef brisket mm-hmm. without knowing how much weight it was, I don't know how you do that. Because you can't be like, one beef brisket. Like, you just have to guesstimate, and that's impossible to do. Especially since it's a beef, it's the barbecue sauce, mm-hmm. it's everything that's on it. How are you supposed to measure that, dude? You can't.
No idea. I'm just going to put in, like, 1,000 calories. That's probably what it is.
You need to send me a picture of it, and I'll just be like, not enough food.
Right.
What you need to do is be like, could Seth eat this in one sitting? And if the answer is yes,
the answer is always yes.
You need to add some more food. I get full on everything but buffalo wings.
My breakfast today it looked amazing. I wanted to take a picture of it because it's great.
Okay.
Had 5 eggs.
All right.
2 pieces
each
of toast.
Each morning I eat 5 dozen eggs till I'm roughly the size of a barge.
5 dozen?
Well, that's what Gaston
eats. 60 eggs?
That's what Gaston eats, man.
Fuck that guy.
I think he actually eats 12 dozen eggs.
144 eggs?
I would have to check the lyrics.
No. Well, I mean, he was pretty bulky, so maybe.
Yeah, he's roughly the size of a barge, man.
He's not.
I mean, he is. He says he is. No, roughly. Roughly the size of a...
I mean, he's definitely not.
Let's see here. I don't know if the live action one has the same...
Find eggs. Find eggs.
Eat that egg. Oh, when I was a lad, I ate 4 dozen eggs every morning to help me get large, and now that I'm grown, I eat 5 dozen eggs, so I'm roughly the size of a barge.
5 dozen is better than... 60 is better than 144, but still 60 is fucking...
60
retarded.
Eggs is a lot.
That is...
Yeah, because remember in the cartoon, he's like rolling eggs down his arm, and then they like...
I don't remember that, but that is terrible.
It's a great... No one...
5 eggs, 2 pieces of toast with Nutella on it.
Okay.
A kiwi, and then...
See, this is a healthy man's lunch.
Yeah.
You know what you need?
Oatmeal.
You need biscuits and gravy,
ooh.
Hash browns, and a steak every morning.
Steak.
Just go over here to Riverside Cafe. You can get all that for $7. Mm. You can eat a 1,500-calorie breakfast for $7 right over here at Riverside Cafe.
Perfect. That's too expensive.
$7?
I don't want to spend money on anything.
Well, that's going to be hard in America.
No, I don't. I've been really good the last, like, 3 or 4 days, man.
Of not spending money?
Yes.
And bulking up?
I have not gone to Quick Trip.
How many days have you bulked up?
Like, 3.
How many days have you been keeping track of your food?
Yesterday.
Okay, so what'd you have yesterday? Did you meet your goal?
No.
Okay.
Yesterday, I failed. Thursday and Friday, I ate... Let's see.
Now, sorry for interrupting, but yes. I'm trying to figure this out, because I've never had to eat more calories.
Yes.
I've always had to eat less.
Uh-huh.
So when you have... 3,000 calories.
Yep.
And then you go to the gym. Do you have to also eat the calories you burned?
I don't. You're probably supposed to, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't.
Well, does MyFitnessPal say, like, eat this much?
It gave me.
Because, like, MyFitnessPal says, here's the amount of calories you have for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And mine's different. It says, here's how much calories you have for the day minus the calories that you've ingested
mm-hmm.
plus your exercise equals your total for the day. And my total is supposed to be under the first number.
Mm.
I would imagine yours is supposed to be over the first number.
It definitely, yeah.
So yours would be calorie total for the day.
You should, yes, you should have a better, more caloric intake rather than your export of
So if you go to the gym, you're actually hurting yourself. Mm-hmm. calorie-wise.
I mean, yeah.
But you got to bulk. If you don't go to the gym, I don't understand how this works.
Right.
I don't understand it. So by going to the gym, you're putting that extra calories into muscle instead of fat?
No.
So how does your body go, I'm going to get big instead of I'm going to get fat?
Because you break the parts where you want it to fix and put the protein. You're not supposed to eat like a whole bunch of fat. It's supposed to be protein and carbs. That's for bulking.
Okay.
And so when you do that, it fixes the areas that need
fixing. So you need to go
like a
caveman diet stomach style of thing where you're like on nuts. Like lots of nuts.
Yeah, okay.
Lots of grains.
Can I tell you my
yes.
meal plan?
Yes. Yes. You said chicken earlier. That's not going to be good. Chicken's very low in calories.
Yes, but it's really high in proteins.
So. Yes, but so is all meat. You got to get some pork in there.
Nah.
That's some higher calories.
Nope.
Just no.
Nope. I don't care for your advice, sir. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, let's hear it.
5 eggs in the morning, two cups of oatmeal.
Okay.
That's breakfast.
How many calories is that?
I don't know. Okay. I haven't done it yet.
Okay. Oh, okay. But don't you think that maybe you should know if you're planning?
Yes.
You should know before you go and buy all the stuff?
Nah,
because if you make it all and it's only 2,000 calories, then what?
I already bought it.
Okay. All right.
My lunch is rice, green peas, and chicken.
Okay. That's pretty high in calories.
Yeah,
I mean, that'll be like 600.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is not a lot when you need 3,000, but it's a lot for me.
I do a protein shake.
How do you make rice, by the way?
I got the instant rice, but
okay.
I also have 2 boxes of rice where I need to actually boil it.
Okay.
But
we have a rice steamer here, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So I don't know what that does.
Like, it cooks rice.
Yeah, doesn't a pot with boiling water do that, too?
Yes, but it's way more intensive.
Hmm. I got a box that says cooks in 10 minutes, man.
Okay, all right.
I don't know.
I just eat
never
food.
Cooked rice.
I just eat food until I hate myself and regret it later, and then I do that again 6 hours later. That's my life. That's what I'm trying
to
not do.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We need to trade lives. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Because I need to get fat. Or sorry, you need to get fat, and I need to get skinny.
Potatoes, huh?
Potatoes are easy to cook, too. And they last forever, and they can create a lot of meals.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
That's a good
potatoes
suggestion.
Is great, yeah. You can get like 5 pounds of potatoes for like $3, dude.
Right.
5 pounds.
That's my goal, is the cheaper I'm going to buy it and make it myself rather than go to McDonald's every fucking day and get Big Mac.
Well, I mean, honestly, like, that's not too high in calories.
Mm-mm.
Like, the Big Mac itself is only like 500 calories.
Yeah, which is stupid.
Yeah, it's not that much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could eat 4 Big Macs in a day and be under my calorie goal.
Yeah. That's dumb.
Yeah. But you add the fries in, then it adds another 400, 500 calories. Mm-hmm. But that's potatoes.
Yeah.
Then the soda is 300 calories.
Can't get that shit out of here. That's the only time I drink soda is if I get fast food.
Hey, babe. Come here. You want to get really mad?
No.
Colby is trying to eat 3,000 calories a day. Isn't that enrage you? And he says it's hard.
It's not. Well, it's hard to eat 3,000 calories of, like, good food.
Well, yeah. Good food. Like pizza?
No, that's not good food.
That's good food to me.
Healthy food?
Oh, healthy food. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. Nice meat.
I need more things.
She never gives me the reaction I want.
Yeah.
Just so low key.
Yeah.
I don't know. She says she purposely does that. I don't know why she wants me to die.
Just wants you enraged. That's all it is.
That's what she does.
Your buttons,
she's just
man.
Needling me, man.
Press your
she's constantly needling me. I don't know why, man. But anyway, what?
I need variations because, yeah.
Wait, chicken, did you talk about dinner?
Chicken. It's just chicken, peas, and rice again.
That's not going to be 3,000 calories.
The dude said it was.
It's no way.
Who I took this from.
What? Was it someone on YouTube?
Maybe.
The recommended monthly allowance a doctor gets from McDonald's is 0. Says it all. Yeah, it's because doctors are snooty. All right?
There's a lot of sodium.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Sodium and sugar.
Yeah, well, there's sugar in everything.
Yeah.
And sodium, for that matter, actually. If you go anywhere that's not home, you're going to get an overload of sodium and sugar.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that, like, when I first started dieting, like, we went to Quiznos once, and, like, I remember their bread tasted salty. Right. And I'm like, why does bread have salt in it? Like, so much salt that it feels like someone dumped salt on the bread. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And that's because they preserve it or whatever, but...
I don't know, man. It's fucking bullshit.
You need to go on, like, the... You need to... Moore should probably just give you, like, Scottish recipes. Like, I feel like he should be like, here's what Scots
eat.
Hey,
that's a genius idea.
And then, like, because all they eat over there is meat and potatoes, I feel like.
Conor McGregor's from Scotland. No.
No, he's from Ireland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Same thing, though.
Same thing.
To us Americans, it's the same thing.
Pretty much.
Britain, England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, Northern Ireland, they're all the same thing.
They're all the same.
Wait, which one's on the island?
Ireland.
Well, technically, they're all on the island.
No, it's Scotland.
No, Scotland's directly above England. I know that for certain. I think it's England, Scotland, Ireland.
Why do you think he was from Scotland?
I didn't say he was from Scotland.
I thought you did.
No, he's from England.
Uh-huh. But he knows Scotland things?
Yeah. It's the same way we know things from Canada.
Yep. Name me one thing from Canada.
A. Politeness. Toronto.
A.
Come at me, dude.
Oh, they have a restaurant. What's a restaurant, man? What's a go-to restaurant?
Where, in Canada?
Yes.
Tim Hortons?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, we know things.
Yeah, we know things.
What's a go-to restaurant in...
In what?
Well, my mic just fell down, so I can't tell you. It's down here now. Here, my boob. My boob's going to do a cast for you.
Your titty can make some talking points.
The Scots eat deep fried Mars bars. That'll get you some calories, man.
I think that would do that.
That'd get you some calories right there, dude. All right, we're going to look at England right now. Okay, so Ireland is on the island. All right, so.
A boot.
There we go. So, this is, see... Right here is like the Scottish line. See, here's Edinburgh. Edinburgh is in Scotland. Ah, the Scottish! I don't know where Sunderland is. I don't know if that's... Newcastle upon Tyne, that sounds pretty British.
Upon Tyne.
That's like British. That's really British, right? Why am I looking up here to do the map when there's a monitor?
I don't know.
I'm going to keep doing it. Is that Dumfries? That sounds pretty English, too. How come there's no dividing line?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Like, shouldn't there be a border?
Where's the big Scotland word that says Scotland?
Like, there should be a border, right? It just says United Kingdom.
There it is. It's up there. There it is.
But Edinburgh and Glasgow are both in Scotland.
Right.
And Morris's dad lives in Sunderland. There you go.
I've heard of Glasgow.
Yeah.
Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of these things.
Perth. I've heard of Perth. Crocodile Dundee. I know him.
I know him. He's from a different island, though.
Why is there a road right here? This road is unnecessary. Like, there's just this road that just goes across the ocean and then up to Thurso.
I want to live on one of those islands.
Like, who lives in Thurso? Just above Newcastle. Okay, is apparently where it's at. Okay, where's Newcastle? Do you see that anywhere, man? You see Newcastle anywhere up here?
I think it's further down. Sunderland? Yeah, that's right.
Newcastle. Okay, so it's just above. So, like, this road right here is theoretically, let's just say this road, just for ease, is the Scottish border.
I gotcha.
So there you go. And then, oh, the Isle of Man. There's a thing there.
No, I want to go to England.
There's Ireland, and then there's Northern Ireland. So Ireland's the island.
We need to make a trip.
Dude, I would love to go there. I guarantee you we could eat 3,000 calories a day if we travel to England.
Oh, yeah.
Morris, can we come stay at your place if we can get it to England? We don't take up much room.
Leaves.
Well, I take up quite a bit, but...
I could fit in, a cupboard.
Me and Colby could honestly share a couch, probably. Yeah. So. We don't really care that much about comfort.
It's like one on top of the other.
We're gonna be so blottoed. It will not matter.
It will not matter. You can just, like, sweep us under the couch or something.
Just roll us.
Yeah, just push us
out. Just roll us into wherever. Mm-hmm. Just outside on the porch. I don't care, dude. Don't matter.
Yep. I want to freeze.
I would love to go to England. That'd be a lot of fun, dude.
That would be.
Would you rather go to England or Japan?
Probably England because I could understand.
Literally my exact logic as well. Like, I feel like Japan would be cool because it would be so different.
Right.
But I also wouldn't be able to talk to anybody, and so I feel like that'd be a problem.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of them that speak English.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure, but I feel like once you get... If you get out into the Sutherlands of Japan, probably not a lot of English speakers.
Probably not.
Tokyo and stuff, yeah.
I wouldn't want to go, like, into the Japan.
I do, though, man. I want to go in, like, a place where everything's haunted and all that stuff, dude.
Haunted?
Isn't half of Japan haunted?
I have no idea.
I feel like half of Japan is haunted by, like, samurai ghosts.
Where bombs went off? Maybe,
no, because those are places that are very civilized now.
Okay, then no.
I think out in, like, the forest and stuff, it's haunted.
Are you just hearing... You heard that big debacle with Mr. Logan Paul, right?
Morris lives in a one-bedroom house, is Victorian and small. He has to duck to go through the doors. Wait, did you not hear the thing about drunk? Wait, ball us up.
Ball us up.
Ball us up.
That's not going
to
work.
He doesn't want us to come over, man.
Where's the suicide force? Is that in Japan?
That's wherever Logan Paul is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. It's in Japan. Yeah, it's definitely in Japan. Absolutely.
Well, then, yes, that would be the haunted place.
Well, that place is haunted. But I feel like this whole island right here, haunted. Like, see, like, right here, see...
Did you just pick a random
Well, there's this huge metropolitan area in Japan, okay? So here's Tokyo. Like, Tokyo is, like, this much of the entire island. Like, this whole thing is Tokyo.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And then, like, here's Osaka. That's huge. Like, this whole part right here is Osaka. That's massive. Like, down to here. But, like, this whole area right here, that's haunted. I guarantee you that's haunted. This whole part over here, haunted. See, here's Hiroshima. Probably haunted. This whole island down here, haunted.
Probably not.
Like, who's down here, man? Ghosts.
People.
Ghosts.
People that live in Japan. That's what
people and ghosts.
That's who's down there.
All I know about Japan is what I watched in The Grudge. That the guy who made Death Stranding is from there. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Norman Reedus had a baby at his throat.
Ah.
Okay?
That thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right?
Gotcha.
That doesn't bode well for not haunted. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
In Japan, like, where they have, like, that island city that they...
With all the dolls? Is that what you're talking about? The doll city?
Well, yeah, the one that they shot James Bond on or whatever.
Yeah, I think so.
That place.
That's not the doll one, but I think you're right about that one, too.
Yeah.
I think there's an abandoned doll island.
Yeah. Probably a lot of people. Yeah, I would guess that.
Well, there's definitely a lot of people. I'm not saying that, but I'm also saying that Japanese people don't care about hauntings. They just live with it.
We do, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, remember, like, we watched The Grudge, remember? Like, there's one lady getting tortured in The Grudge, and you know who she is? She's Sarah Michelle Gellar, the most American woman we've ever created. The whitest lady possible, all right? She's in Japan getting haunted. All the other Japanese people just walking around being like, just not caring. Because you're like, you know what? I got too much work to do to care about you, ghost lady.
Yeah. It's like, go crawl away.
Yeah, go crawl away, dude. Mm-hmm. I got to vacuum this room if you could crawl out of here. And she's like, and they're just like, whatever, dude. There's people walking down the street dressed as Pikachu, okay? I don't care about your ghost. And Sarah Michelle goes there. Because, like, you know, we're used to seeing...
She's a clown?
Not ghosts. Is that a clown
that
voice?
That sounded like an evil fucking clown to me.
What about that? Clown?
That sounds like a midget. That's really angry.
They prefer to be called small people.
Hey, I meant gremlin.
I don't think that made it better.
I don't either.
Because that means in your mind, gremlins and midgets look the same. Your face. In Japan, you can do Mario Kart through the streets and go-kart. See? Like, if you've got that in your life, ghosts ain't going to bother you.
No.
You know what we got? Looming war, all right? Trump saying that he is, like, very smart on Twitter. Okay? That's what we have to deal with.
Uh-huh.
And then Japan, you know, they got all these forests and ghosts and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like your take on the whole Japanese.
You remember
culture.
We watched that movie about the suicide forest?
Mm-mm.
It was called The Forest. I think we watched it together.
I didn't.
I think it was a Halloween movie.
No.
Me, you, your ex, and Chris watched it.
I don't think so.
Fairly certain. Had Natalie Dormer in it, the lady from Game of Thrones.
I want to say no.
Why are you... You're just saying no.
No, I want to say no because I never saw that.
We saw it, dude.
Never saw it. I know what you're talking about. I never saw it.
This movie right here, dude.
Yes.
We watched this together.
Never watched it.
9% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Never watched
that
it.
That is not good. We also... Me and Chris also watched... We also watched another movie about the Suicide Forest that had Matthew McConaughey in it. I think it was called The Forest.
That's what that one is, man.
So dumb.
Hey, official, how you doing? Let's see. Suicide Forest, Matthew McConaughey. Yeah, I'm not crazy. Sea of Trees. Yeah, right here. It's about this American who goes to the suicide forest to die. After traveling to Japan's Waka Waka Forest, troubled teacher meets a mysterious stranger, Ken Watanabe, who takes him on a life-changing journey of love, discovery, and redemption.
I think it's called The Forest. I'm pretty sure it's called The Forest.
You know what? Why don't you delete yourself from my life, all right? Swipe. It's just so random that I have watched two movies about the Suicide Forest. Because I don't like scary movies at all. Why have I seen two movies about scary haunted Japan?
Maybe that's deforming your opinion about all of Japan being haunted.
That definitely probably doesn't help, right?
It's one forest.
Probably doesn't help. Let's see where that forest is. If it's on that island, dude, you're going to have to take my word for it, all right? Like, you're going to have to believe me.
Sure.
Here we go, dude.
Nope.
It's like right outside of Tokyo, man. Yeah.
It's got to be close for all the people that are really depressed to go to and die.
Well, it's like, isn't the Golden Gate Bridge like the number one place for suicides in America? Because it's like
it used to be.
I don't know if it is. They probably stop people.
There's like nets now.
Yeah, and
shit.
Stuff like that. Yeah. But yeah, it used to be, right?
That's fucked.
Yeah, dude.
That would not be the way I would want to go out.
No, that sounds horrible. Yeah. Of course, so does going into a haunted forest. Mm-hmm. That also sounds horrible.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not good.
That fucking dumbass Logan Paul though. What a dumbass.
Dude, America's great.
Like, is that just a failure of the educational system to tell them that that's smart?
I don't know who fails in that situation.
I don't see how that's even legal in one way to upload a video of a dead person to YouTube.
I mean, he died in public, right?
I don't think that should matter.
Well, it shouldn't matter morally, but legally, I don't think it matters.
I think that's dumb. Like, I'm dead. Don't film me and put it up on YouTube. Oh yeah, the Paul brothers are terrible.
Here's a Paul. There's a second one. Jake.
Yes.
Jake Paul, right?
Yeah.
I do kind of remember that.
Yeah.
Didn't they both start on Vine?
Yes. Jake Paul's the one who was like living in L.A. and terrorizing his neighbors, and
we watched a music video on the show with them in it,
uh-huh,
right?
Yeah.
Every day,
bro.
I think that's
bro.
Where I remember that.
Every day,
I think that's
bro.
Where I remember the brother, yeah.
It's every day, bro.
I'm so out of the loop on that type of stuff.
That's fucking...
Like, I actually think it was Official Player who came in the day that the Logan Paul thing happened and asked me if I wanted to go to the Ikiohara Forest with him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, the Suicide Forest? And like, it's because Logan Paul went there. Mm-hmm. But because I'm weird, I knew more about the actual... Like, I knew the name of the forest before I knew that Logan Paul had done something there.
I think
that's how disconnected I am from the children of today.
Yeah. My mother told me about it.
I found out because everyone on Twitter is like, we should boycott him! That's the most annoying thing on the planet to me, is when people do hot takes about... something horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you give this guy views, man, you're supporting his cause. And I'm like, the person who is complaining about this is literally doing what Logan Paul is doing in a less perverse way.
Trying to get attention over something. That's
it's the exact same thing.
It's very true.
Like, when you try to write a great hot take about something that went on in the world, like all the people who criticize Trump's tweets,
mm-hmm.
you know, by being sarcastic or whatever, like, you're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You're just view-whoring. That's all you're doing.
I mean, we're doing that, but, you know.
But we're not.
We're not.
No, because we tweet twice a week. You know when we tweet? When the show goes live and when the show is new. That's it.
We do it on the show.
Well, not really. We didn't talk about Logan Paul at all.
We just did.
Yeah, but we talked about it because I'm an idiot and said Japan is haunted, and then it spiraled into me saying Matthew McConaughey is in a movie which is the name of the same movie that Natalie Dormer was in that you watched, but now apparently you didn't watch. Like, you can't... No one would watch this show because it's bad. That's the difference. Logan Paul probably in the first 30 seconds has the dead man. That's how he gets views.
Yeah.
To get to this quality content, you had to sit through me talking about dead mic booms, me getting heart cardiac arrest, 30 minutes about me trying to convince you to eat biscuits and gravy. Like, there's this whole thing that happened before we get to our hot take. Even when we do hot takes about politics, it's in the last 30 minutes of the show.
I got you. Yeah, no, that is different than just clickbait. Yeah.
And we used to kind of do it when we separated up the show.
Right.
But then we decided it wasn't worth it.
It led to 19 downvotes.
It was too much. Dude, people really love Blue Pen Planet, too.
Yeah, they do.
What do you think people are more mad at? Okay, like, at a ratio level. Because obviously more people are mad at Logan Paul. But if you take it down to a percentage of people... People were more mad at Logan Paul, or people more mad at our video about the Blue Planet 2?
It was pretty close to equal, I would
like,
say.
People really hated that video.
There weren't too many people, I don't think, like, backing him up, but...
No.
There weren't
well, I think there are a lot. I think
either.
There's a lot of people backing him up.
Really?
It's like the same people that back up PewDiePie when he says the N-word.
Yeah.
You know, there's just diehard fans out there that are going to back people up no matter what.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I would like to say that there aren't idiots in the world who film dead people and put them on YouTube, but there are.
There are.
Mm-hmm. Like, imagine the statistics of that. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Like, not only did Logan Paul somehow become famous on Vine,
yeah,
and then somehow translate that to another platform, okay, which that's lightning striking twice, in my opinion, then he's also an idiot enough to be pretty much globally hated.
Yep.
Then he does something really idiotic that pretty much cements that he's globally an idiot.
Yep.
That's like four things that he just hit the ball out of the park four times.
One of these times, man.
So you know there's a bunch of losers out there that only got one of the four.
Yeah.
You know, just being an idiot
or just
being hated
care.
Or
yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm. They're the Logue gang is what they
are. Is that what they are? The Logue gang?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good actually.
Oh, that's so
better than Beliebers. I think it is, because he only changed one letter on his name.
Both are bad.
L-O-G-A-N-G, Logang. It's
both
pretty
are
good.
Terrible.
Also sounds like a town in Japan.
Logang.
More of a China, actually, but...
Suicide Forest.
What should we call our fans, dude?
All right.
The Seth and Cole Beliebers. Did you stroke out?
No, I want to hear you say that again.
Seth and Cole Beliebers.
Nope.
What should our fans be called?
The
Gluttons for Punishment.
Yeah, like
nothing better to do on a Saturday afternoon.
I have no idea.
Sunday, I don't even know what our own show is.
Saturday.
Oh man. Ugh,
you think it's Saturday?
I don't know what I think.
Do we have stories? Can we start
talking
about
Logan? Oh, yeah, we do.
Logan?
We got a lot of them.
Let's get in.
Well, we're only 52 minutes into the show. You want to start talking about things?
I kind of want to start talking about
things. I am off the rails today, apparently. I don't know what's going on, dude. First of all, can I get some credit? Because Golden Globes are tonight, and I don't have any Golden Globe stories, and I want you to know I did that for you.
Thank you.
You're
because
welcome.
I give no shits.
Okay, so you want to start with movies, or you want to start with random news? Or you want to be mad at YouTube?
Random.
Okay. You want to talk about crypto? You want me to go on a rant, or you want to talk about this story right here?
I
want to
hear rant.
Okay. This is something that'll pertain to only me. I need you guys to deal with it. My show, The Crown.
Oh God.
Which is one of the best shows ever. Uh-huh. I love The Crown. All right. I turn into a woman. All
okay.
right. And I don't mind. I'm happy about it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's one of my favorite shows. Every two seasons, they change the cast around, okay? The second season just finished airing. It came out in December. So Damn. Now they're starting to announce the cast for the third season. Helena Bonham Carter is going to be Princess Margaret, which is the queen's sister, in the next seasons. And I want to know, all right? Just like my hatred for Johnny Depp, Helena Bonham Carter is the female Johnny Depp to me.
Yep.
Do not like her at all. Poisons everything she's in. Because I feel like she's Helena Bonham Carter in every movie she's ever been in.
I mean, that's pretty accurate. Yeah.
So, now she's going to... One of my favorite characters in The Crown is Princess Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because she's like this tortured soul who doesn't want to be She doesn't like the restrictions that the crown places on her. Like, she can't do certain things. She can't, like, marry who she pleases. Mm-hmm. Like, all these types of things because of the crown.
Right.
And then in the middle of the first season, they give her the opportunity to marry the person she wanted, but then she'd have to be disowned, basically. Lose, like, her monthly allowance from the crown and all of her titles and all that. So, obviously, she stays in the crown, but she hates it. So, she's mad that she's a princess. But she also needs to be a princess. It's a whole thing.
Why did Morris just say no?
That was to a while ago. To me saying, Seth and Colby lures.
Oh, okay, good.
That's what he said, though.
Good.
But now Helen Bonham Carter is going to play this person.
Yay!
Okay? So...
She's a really good actress, man.
Is she?
Yeah, she's her in every single role she plays.
That's what I'm mad about.
She's got one face.
Like... Let's see. Who plays John Princess Wayne. Margaret right now?
John Wayne. Howdy, partner.
Let's see who plays Princess Margaret right now.
Pilgrim. That's what he says. That's John Wayne, right?
I don't know.
Oh, how you doing there, Pilgrim?
Okay, Vanessa Kirby plays...
Pretty sure that's him.
And that's another thing. Is like pretty much everybody in The Crown is an unknown.
Okay.
Like, Claire Foy... She's a household name now, but that's only because of The Crown. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Star Wars thing. Like, they picked a bunch of people that worked for the role based on their looks and their acting chops and not based upon their names.
Uh-huh.
So, like, this is the lady who plays Princess Margaret right now. Okay? Let's get a Princess Margaret photo of her, because she's not blonde in the series. Like, here's a picture of her. Okay, this is what Princess Margaret looks like right now in The Crown. Okay?
Okie doke.
And now she's going to be played by Helena Bonham Carter.
Is there, like, a time jump, or...?
Well, I mean, I think it's 10 years. It goes from the 60s to the 70s. But do these people look the same?
I mean, a little.
You know what? I hate him.
Not enough to be like,
jump on my hate train, man!
I'm ready for this rant. I'm not hearing a rant.
I'm mad about this!
Are you, though?
Yes!
Are you?
Yes!
I can't tell, man.
I just don't know how to rant about The Crown, man. He doesn't understand.
I don't understand.
Why it's a big deal.
It's a big deal because it's an actress that you know and you can't see her, not as the actress that
she
is.
It's like, why could...
For the character why that could, she should be.
There's two things. One, I don't like that it's Helena Bonham Carter.
Right.
And two, I don't like that they picked a named actress to take over for someone who we've never known before.
Okie dokie.
It'd be like all of a sudden they just replace Finn with Denzel Washington.
I would be so okay with that.
Okay, maybe not Denzel.
Anything
all right?
with Denzel.
How about me. Steve Harvey? Finn is replaced
that would be
with
great
Steve
too.
Harvey. God.
Ruin Star Wars. Burn it to the fucking ground.
Let the past die. Lando is Steve Harvey. Dude, Lando is Steve Harvey would probably be the greatest
that
thing
would
of all
be
time.
Fantastic. God, we need to be in Lucasfilm. Just make fucking... terrible Star Wars movies that will end up being great.
It plays Kylo with Tommy Wiseau.
Perfect. That would be an interesting movie. I did not hit her. I did not hit Rey. Oh, hi, Mark.
Okay. That's a good place for it.
Oh, hi, Luke.
Oh, hi, Luke.
Are you trying to kill me again?
That's all I'm saying, man.
You're
just
tearing me apart, Luke.
Did you ever go see that movie or watch it on your internet?
Which one?
The Room.
No, but I've watched like so many reviews
of
it.
Did you ever watch The Disaster Artist?
Uh-uh.
Really?
I haven't yet. You're tearing me apart, Ray.
I would like his shirtless scene.
Oh, hi,
too.
Mark.
I would like his shirtless scene.
There's like five sex scenes in that movie.
The Room?
Yes.
Well, I mean, if you're going to write a movie, you might as well
and
have
like
sex with people.
Two or three of them, they reused clips from the first sex scene because it's between the same two people. Because the actress was not very comfortable with doing
no,
a sex
really?
Scene with Tommy Wiseau.
Wow, what a strange! I'm watching the Room in
really?
Theaters. I went
awesome.
To I went and saw Molly's Game last night at the theater, and they were showing a preview for The Room.
Really?
Yeah, they're that's like a one time event, The Room.
Oh yeah, no, it's a very weird film. I've seen it without seeing it, and I'm very glad because apparently it's really long.
Cameron really likes it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
the
tell
best
you the quality.
Worst movie ever.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
I know.
I just think it's crazy that Disaster Artist didn't make any money really in the theaters,
yeah.
But it made enough money that they're going to rerun the room,
yeah.
Which is the origin basically for Disaster Artist.
Right. It makes no sense to me.
I don't understand it. Like, how does that happen, but the Max Payne movie is awful? Like, There's enough people to go watch The Room, but they can't make a good Transformers.
Right.
Pick two bad Mark Wahlberg movies also.
Yeah. Enough people went to that, though.
Doesn't make any sense, man.
That is funny that he's in both of those.
He is in both of those movies. Oh, Mark Wahlberg, dude. All right, well, that was a bad rant, I guess, but I'm mad, dude.
I'm sorry you're upset.
It's one of my favorite shows, man.
I'm upset that Game of Thrones is coming out fucking next year.
What if they replace Cersei with Helena Bonham Carter, dude?
I'm down. Do it.
Okay, what about Queen of Dragons?
Burn my entire life and everything I care about down.
You hate everything! It makes it impossible!
Bring it on!
It's gotta be something you
I want to see the destruction.
What if they replaced...
Nuclear war.
What if they replaced your dog's paws with submachine guns and they just shot you every time you walked in your house? How about that?
I wouldn't like that. You got me there.
Did that just turn off?
I don't know. Did it sleep?
It's back.
Did it go to sleep? I'm probably waiting to sleep.
Are you asleep? Oh, man. Okay. All right. Let's talk about this one then. Dippin' Dots. Have you ever had Dippin' Dots?
Yes.
Start there.
Mm-hmm.
Dippin' Dots doesn't really exist in Kansas.
It used to, not anymore.
Did it?
Yeah, it was.
I think we had like one in the mall.
Yeah, there was a couple in the mall. There's one or two in the mall.
Right. That's the only time I've ever had it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you've never had it, how would you describe it? It's like ice cream balls, basically.
Yeah, they're really, really, really tiny and little, like BBs. There's
yeah, BBs.
Ice cream.
But they're just ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you can make, like, weird flavor combinations with them because you don't have to blend them.
Right.
They just put balls in a cup.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dippin' Dots is apparently... launching, oh, hold on. I gotta catch up on chat. Morris met Princess Margaret when he was a kid.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Was she nice?
Are you gonna be in The Crown, Morris? Am I gonna see your cameo?
Yeah, get a role in there, Morris.
Dude, that'd be so great.
Gonna be Prince something or other.
It'd be so great, dude. I love The Crown. It's
yeah.
so good.
Oh, do you?
It's so good.
Just, it's so good, dude.
Like, just because Tommy finally got the recognition he wanted for The Room. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, but isn't he bad?
He's really bad.
Like, The Room is bad, right? And so Tommy's kind of an idiot, right?
I mean, he wrote, directed, and starred in it and produced it.
I mean, why?
Other than that.
Is he just, like, a really good guy?
I have no idea.
Like, why do we root for him but not Logan Paul? Seriously.
He doesn't film dead people. And he's not a douche.
He might be a douche, though.
Yeah, but we don't know. We know Logan's a douche. There's plenty of evidence for that. There's not so much evidence for Tommy. Other than the fact that he made an actress have sex with him 5 times.
I mean, that's pretty douchey, dude.
It's a little douchey.
It's a little pretty douchey.
I don't know.
I would put that up there with filming dead people.
I don't think... the rumor is that he's American. He was born in America, but I don't think he was because he has a very, like, Eastern European accent.
Right.
But he really wants to be American.
Okay.
And so I don't know if it's patriotism or what that people like him, but I don't know. I mean,
he's obviously a character, like, so people can be like, ha ha, he's funny, you know, like
yeah.
him for that reason. But mm-hmm. like, it's a difference between liking someone for being a meme and like liking someone, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Nowadays, maybe not.
Yeah.
We could be memes.
I hope we become memes.
That'd be great.
I'd be a great meme.
Would you?
Yeah.
What would your meme be?
Star Wars kid. Whatever that troll said a couple weeks ago.
That's your meme?
Yeah.
You would be that Star Wars kid?
Rob Dyrdek's mom. You know. I think that's what he said, right?
Uh-huh.
Who else? What else? He called me one more thing. I don't remember what it was. I got called Cartman over the...
That's right.
That's unoriginal.
I think that one.
I don't look anything like Cartman.
No.
I wish I did, and I wish I could do his voice. Because that's actually like... Cartman's a compliment, okay? Getting called Star Wars kid, he didn't accomplish anything.
No.
Cartman is the ringleader of South Park.
Mm-hmm.
He's the reason things yeah. he has done. He's the coon.
The coon.
I mean, he does everything. Like,
thank you, kid. I'm going home.
Right. Like, I mean, remember that one episode where he cooked up that kid's parents and fed it to him? Like, Cartman's a... He's pretty...
Yeah, you remember when he shit gold or whatever
yeah.
out of his ass?
Yeah, man. Like,
I wish I could do that.
I
no
do, too.
How painful.
Like, Cartman's awesome. You know? You do a little like of the Star Wars kid. I don't know what I don't know how anyone can see his face. The Star Wars kid video is this big.
Yeah, it's not the best quality. It's uploaded to YouTube before HD existed, basically.
Yeah. I mean, if you want us to look like Star Wars kid, here, I'll make us look like Star Wars kid. You ready for this? Here, now we're going to be Star Wars kid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go.
Now I look like Star Wars kid.
Hey, guys.
Like, Star Wars kid
really
is...
really tiny.
He's like 180p.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Your hand's off screen. Dude, I hope YouTube makes this our thumbnail.
Oh, God.
We could
rest of the show like this.
Yeah, we can take our shirts off if it's this small. I feel confident
know.
With that.
They wouldn't
yeah.
know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to yep. avoid... We're technically on.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I need to flip it.
You screwed it.
I didn't. It's fine.
You screwed the pooch.
It's fine. Did it just ignore me flipping
it? Yeah, it did. Does it flip it? It doesn't flip it. What are you doing?
Doesn't this flip in Photoshop? Isn't this how it works in Photoshop?
Yes. But it's not how it works in this.
That's weird. That's weird to me.
Is it weird, man?
Yeah.
There you go.
Now it's back.
Cool.
But still, I thought you could just drag it, you know.
Nope.
That's how I feel. Star Wars kid confirmed. Perfect. Okay, so Dippin' Dots, back to the ice cream. Dippin' Dots
yeah.
is launching a cryogenics company. So essentially, Dippin' Dots chief development officer Stan Jones told USA Today, Decision Lots, Dippin' Dots cryogenic in response to the flood of inquiries that the company has gotten for companies who want to who have been eager to harness Dippin' Dots' enviable flash freezing technology for their own use. Dippin' Dots Cryogenic is essentially making Dippin' Dots' patented stainless steel machinery available for use to companies in, say, pharmaceutical and agricultural sectors. So Dippin' Dots is literally giving their ice cream freezing machines to other companies so they can freeze corn or whatever. Or diseases or...
people.
Right. That's ridiculous, right?
Yeah, why are they the only ones with this technology?
But that was my first thought, is like Dippin' Dots is the only people can figure out how to flash freeze something?
I have no idea.
Also, I guess I'm a moron. I just assumed that their machine just made ice cream balls. Like, I didn't realize that they need some fast freezing special ball machine.
And did every single location have that fast
freezing
machine?
Like when they make,
or do they get shipped the dots?
Like when they make Reese's Pieces, there's just a big hunk of thing that they chop into Reese's Pieces shapes.
Big hunk of thing.
Right? Like here's a big peanut, you know, and they cut it into Reese's Pieces shapes.
Oh,
you know? Like there's...
God! Can you stab me? I'm so sick of being fucking Yanni. So sick of it. Here's my rage. I'm tired of being tired. I'm always tired.
I'm sorry, man.
I've cut back on my caffeine like fucking
yeah.
crazy.
Well, is that why?
I don't know.
It's a terrible reason to do something to your body, just by the way.
The only caffeine I like is Full Throttle, and that ruins my teeth. What is this?
This is Yanni.
Oh, God. Did you know there was a dude named Yanni?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's very famous.
This song is famous?
Well. This is you, man. Yanni right here, dude. You like this?
When you typed in Yanni, a sleep playlist came up?
Yeah, right there. Sleep music, brain cramp. I mean, I could go to sleep. Not to this song, probably, specifically, but let's try Nostalgia, his top song. Ooh, it's live, dude. Already getting copyright strikes again. Taylor's gonna yell us on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see those messages?
No.
She's like, please stop getting copyright strikes on Twitter because I can't watch live, and this is how I watch on YouTube because
they. You can go and watch Twitch, right?
Well, yeah, so I sent her a link to the Twitch.
Yeah, right.
Go watch it. I mean, this is some sleepy music.
A little bit. Yeah, you know this guy.
Could you imagine seeing this in concert?
No.
This is not what I imagine you see live, right?
No.
Like, who's like, I got Yanni tickets for tonight, dude.
Right. No, I was watching, I watched the ending to Whiplash on YouTube last night.
Whiplash, what's that? Oh, that's the drum movie. That's a drum movie. Okay, yeah.
And like that, yeah, it's just a big old jazz band. That
live?
Performs live. I'm like, who goes to that shit?
Yeah. I mean,
really rich people? Why would you just not go to a T-Swift concert if you could afford the tickets?
I mean, look at Yanni's photos, dude.
He looks like a bad man.
He looks like a bad Weird Al cosplayer.
He looks like a man.
He looks a little bit
look
like...
Look at that mane and that mustache.
He looks like Dr. Disrespect.
He does. That's pretty accurate.
This is his number one song on iTunes. Like, this is just music, I think. He's not even singing. Oh man, halfway through it got real, though. Is this, like, from a movie or something?
I don't think so.
Like, look at this photo of him, dude. He's, like, floating through a starscape. Can we just make our cover art that?
Yes.
Like, seriously, we need new cover art. How about we just copy this? Like, me and you just have ridiculous mullets and mustaches, and we're just standing side by side next to each other, and then there's just space images and, like, a starship flying by, and it just says Seth and Colby.
That sounds great.
I mean, let's just do that, dude.
Yeah, we need the opening intro. Or not the intro, but the, like, before live.
Right.
Screen, let's do that.
And it's
I'll
just
make it look cool.
Like, we could just do this, like, sit really still and just have a couple of us blinking. And it's like our faces are literally there, and then it's just moving
That's
spacescapes.
Too sketchy.
Dude, that'd be so
That's
great.
So sketchy.
It'd be like we're watching you wait for the show to
that
start.
That would freak people the fuck out.
Good. That's what I want. It's a concert hall, not space. Oh, it is.
Damn it.
This is a stage, and that's the crowd. We're going to do space for our microphones down there now.
Nipple talk.
This is not good.
I kind of just really want to kick it and see
no,
if it falls.
No, don't do it, man. I need it,
it
to
would
work.
Ruin the, yeah, it would ruin the show and put it on a pretty big break.
All
for
right,
a
hold on,
second.
Guys. Hold on. I'm going to mute real quick. Give me a second.
Ow! Why are you doing this? What are you doing?
He can't hear you.
What are you doing?
There. I'll just hold it the rest of the show.
You're just gonna hold it?
Yeah, I mean, it feels better than whatever this thing's doing.
Oh, man. Going old school. How do we get this not in the shot?
It's going to be in the shot.
Son of a bitch.
No matter what. There you go.
Son
That'll
of
do
a
it.
Bitch.
That's the smart way. Yeah. We'll just do that. Dude, I feel really relaxed now. Yeah. I feel like I can rule the world.
That's interesting.
Yep.
I could do things with both hands, though.
I can, too.
No, well.
See?
No.
La, 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 la. Love that, man. The mic, my mic is on a stage stand, so I can't even adjust it to be in front of. That would kill me. Like, I don't need to adjust my mic. I just do it constantly.
Yeah,
you know? It's been a long time since I've held a mic.
Too much of a habit.
This makes me feel like I'm doing a live show.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to hear a joke? Women's basketball.
Like you're doing a comedy set?
Yeah. And I got, like, really close to your face.
When have you ever
You'll
been,
never
get
fly.
The fuck out of my personal bubble? It popped thanks to you. Oh, stab
as long
you.
As you live.
You're getting stabbed.
Someone who loves you the way that
I'm
I
gonna
do.
I'm going to beat you. Do it again.
Do
it again.
I don't know the rest of the lyrics. I'm Robert Goulet, man.
Yeah. I apparently...
This is the dumbest episode we've ever done.
Yeah, speaking of the one person who actually needs probably both their hands to press buttons and mouses and things.
No, we good.
Oh, we good?
I can do it all with one hand. All
right.
We want to look at, you want to talk about blockchain, man?
Yes.
This article's very long, but it's going to talk about what the blockchain is.
Okay.
So there is no such thing as the blockchain.
The blockchain.
We're using one word to describe a bunch of different technologies. Is what it's saying. Okay, so this is because we're talking about cryptocurrency all the time. And like the blockchain. I need to, can't see my face now if I lean over here though. It's a huge problem. It looks like I've been stabbed and I'm dead. Okay. How do you quadruple your stock price without lifting a finger? In December 2017, the Long Island Iced Tea Corporation found an answer. Add the word blockchain to your company name. The beverage business made the move before doing much to justify its new branding as Long Blockchain Corporation. Still, investors rewarded the company. Its stock rose 432%. That's because blockchain A piece of Bitcoin's technological plumbing has recently become the buzzword of all buzzwords in the business world. Dude, the Seth and Colby blockchain show. What do you think, man?
We should get on that.
We should do
it. I thought, I read about it because I have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
And the way I could describe it was that... I can't.
Cool. Already, blockchain has been hailed as likely to revolutionize, well, everything. Banks, healthcare, voting, supply chains, fantasy football, Airbnb, coffee, nothing is beyond the hypothetical reach of blockchain as a revolutionary force. If you don't quite know how blockchain, what blockchain is, it's easier to imagine that it is whatever you want it to be. But before we can begin to search for the real potential amid the massive blockchain conjecture and hype, we need to clear up exactly what we mean when we see blockchain. One cause of the confusion is that the phrase blockchain, which makes it sound like blockchain is one specific thing, in reality, the word blockchain is commonly used to describe two broad types of computer systems. Both use similar underlying protocols, but they have other important differences. Bitcoin represents one approach to using blockchain, one wedded to the principles of radical decentralization. The second approach, pioneered by more business-minded players, put blockchain to use without adopting Bitcoin's revolutionary decentralized governance. Both of these designs are shorthanded as blockchains, so it's easy to miss the crucial differences. Without grasping these differences, it's hard to understand where we are today at the development of the promising technology, which blockchain ventures are worth your attention, and what might happen next. You still with us?
Yes. A blockchain is instead of a network connected to itself with one centralized point, it's copied over multiple different computers at multiple different times where everyone has access to the same exact, it's like using a Google shared doc at the exact same time with no centralized, this is where the document's stored, it's stored everywhere, and so now if you're trying to hack into the network to bring it down or something like that, you could hack into one computer, and yet that wouldn't do anything because it's still copied on to all the other computers in the blockchain. That's what I understood from.
So I explained it, I think, Thursday show as a decentralized cloud. Like, you have your own personal cloud. But what you're saying is different than that.
Personal, yeah.
Yeah, what you're saying is different than that. So let's read. To understand the tangled blockchain ecosystem of today, we have to go back to a time when blockchain was easy to define. This is around 2009 when a blockchain was specific data structured designed to solve a specific problem for Bitcoin. In their mission to cut the middlemen out of the currency exchange, Bitcoin's still unknown creators proposed to put copies of its complete financial ledger on every computer using the system. For that to work, Bitcoin's design had to prevent forgery. If anyone could rewrite the ledger and give themselves a billion Bitcoins, a cryptocurrency would never work. Blockchain was a solution to the forgery problem. By mathematically linking each new entry on the ledger to the previous one, blockchain created a theoretical, unalterable chain of data through time, making it impossible to rewrite previous entries in a Bitcoin's ledger. So that's kind of what you were saying.
Yeah.
But blockchain didn't solve all of Bitcoin's problems. Without banks and governments, who was to say which new entries were valid and who would enforce those decisions? If Bitcoin users were going to be anonymous, how could you trust them to follow the rules? To overcome these challenges, Bitcoin's adopted proof of work, the harrowingly complex procedure by which new blocks are linked into Bitcoin's blockchain by miners. Bitcoin users have to obey its proof-of-work rules thanks to the principle of algorithmic governance. Okay. Algorithmic governance sounds very high-tech, but it's actually wonderfully simple. Its algorithm is a set of rules. In this case, the rules of Bitcoin Network. If you follow these rules, you can interact with the network and exchange Bitcoins. If you break the rules, the network won't recognize your transactions and you'll be automatically cut out. So the rules are self-enforcing. Bitcoin can get by without banks or governments because algorithms are its highest law. Making algorithms your supreme law does, however, create a giant hassle whenever they have to be changed. Such changes are inevitable because when we can't predict the future, Bitcoin, for instance, was ill-prepared for its own popularity. It's now struggling to process an increasingly volume of transactions. Attempts to solve this problem has caused a series of disruptive splits in the network called hard forks. A hard fork can happen any time someone proposes new rules for the network which are incompatible with the old ones. Under algorithmic governments, every user votes with their feet as to which rules to follow. Unless everyone also makes the same decision, the network will split in two. These splits are all but inevitable and contribute to instability in systems like Bitcoin. You understand what they're saying so far?
I would assume that means like when the Protestant Revolution happened. Like, there were set of rules for the Catholic faith, and then like one person and, like, half of the population agreed that, no, they
So they started a new
rules.
Church with slightly
so
different rules.
That's why you get Bitcoin Cash rather than just Bitcoin.
Okay, okay.
It's developed from the Bitcoin technology, because Ethereum's different, too. They built their own set of algorithms and
but
shit.
But it's all based off blockchain still.
But yes, the blockchain is just the type of how they...
It's just the technology. So blockchain.
Blockchain is just
like
cloud.
It's a word that
cloud
means multiple things.
Because, you can't hack into one Google Doc and delete it for everyone else. That Google Doc is a Microsoft document that is updated by everyone and on everyone's computer at the same time. So you can't delete it from every single computer if you hack into just one. That's the way I understood it. So it's just like the security measure of how they set up.
It don't make any sense to me.
The network.
I don't get it.
I don't either, but I'm saying words that make sense.
Let's see if this helps. In November of 2017, a long-planned hard fork in Bitcoin was called off at the last minute because there wasn't a consensus about what should be changed. In reaction, Bitcoin lost and then regained about 25% of its value in a week. To put that vitality into perspective, the value of the British pound only fluctuated 12% in the week following the epoch-making Brexit vote. Yeah, thanks a lot, Morris. to a corporate world that felt Brexit like a one-in-a-century earthquake, Bitcoin's madcap price variations are absolutely unacceptable, especially because they highlight the difficulty of managing the cryptocurrency's network. Yet, corporations have noticed that blockchain is quite useful creating secure and efficient data systems, so the challenge for business-minded developers has been whether they can get the security and efficiency of blockchain without the chaos and uncertainty of Bitcoin. It turns out, what?
Segwit 2X was the fork that they were talking about with Bitcoin. That was the one that I was about to buy some of it in November when it was going to come out.
Oh, then it didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't come to Coinbase, at least.
It turns out that almost everything a corporation might not like about Bitcoin comes from algorithmic governance. And algorithmic governance is only necessary if you want your network to be anonymous, radically decentralized, and open to anyone who wants to use it. Because most corporations don't want those features anyway, many businesses interested in blockchain are leaving algorithmic governance behind. What's emerged is a whole range of permissioned blockchains in which there are some rules about who can join. Hyperledger, an open-source software project founded in 2015 that specializes in permissioned blockchains, now has dozens of members, including the Chinese search engine Baidu, the French aircraft giant Airbus, and the Bank of England, all of which are interested in permissioned blockchain technology. Like, those are some pretty huge clients. Mm-hmm. Bank of England and Airbus, dude.
It's pretty massive. When I was
Baidu's
reading about
huge.
It, the blockchain technology, it just sounded like it was way more secure than having a
It's a super secure cloud
place where there is all the information that you need in one spot. Multiple people can access that
but it's not
all located in one spot rather than being copied onto multiple different places.
So it's unhackable in the way where you change things.
Technically, it could be, but you would need like the most computer processing power ever to hack all the computers that have that information on it at once.
Right, but You could still get in and... Okay. I don't know, man. Like, I feel
it's got
like...
It's an algorithm that self-checks
all
the other copies.
Let me do, like, a real-world example.
Live document.
Of, like, Bank of England. Mm-hmm. Okay? So you couldn't necessarily get into the blockchain for the Bank of England and change someone's account number.
No.
But you could get their account number. You could see it. You just can't alter it, right?
It's... No.
Like, if we're using the Word document example, you could see the Word document...
It's encrypted,
but it's encrypted
cryptography.
But the same encryption that like a cloud would use, like a regular. It's still 256 bit encryption.
Cryptography or not? That's the type of.
Or is the blockchain also more secure? Like the problem I have with it is that no matter what, if you break into Bank of England and you sit down at a computer terminal and you have a username and password, you're still going to be able to access the data.
Yes. But you can't delete or
no matter
change
what.
Anything because it compares.
But you could get the list of everyone's social security numbers from that list.
I mean, technically, but you could do that now.
Right.
So it doesn't stop that. No.
But isn't that what the danger is and not that my account number was 1234 and now it's 1235?
No, because that's currently a danger.
Right, but no one wants to do that.
But the danger
right? Like what they
that
want is everyone's name and phone number. Which they could still get
way. What they're doing here is if they try and take all the information, like all the credit card debt for a certain bank, and then just delete it from the centralized spot where
they
have everything.
They can't do that anymore.
They can't do that.
But they could clone the list of all clients.
Yes.
Like, that's what I think. Like, when I watch a Mission Impossible movie, no one's breaking into the Bank of England to delete their list.
Mm-hmm.
They're breaking in to steal their client list. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to sell it to the highest bidder.
I mean, yeah, that's still...
That hasn't changed security at all. That's
right.
Still limited to whoever has access to view that list.
Yeah.
Those people still have access, whether it's blockchain or if it's in the cloud or if it's stored
that's
on the C drive.
Yeah, that's a different type of technology, I feel like, where you would have to have an undecodable encryption, but the only way to do that would be to have some AI power know how to decrypt over a human.
Like, that's like
Skynet.
Physical security.
Yeah.
Because that would be the only way to improve that. Like, retinal scans, hand scans, voice scans, body heat signatures, all the things that you
do—that's
a
different thing, yeah.
Because no matter what, there's still there's got to be an access point to the data, and that's only as secure as the access point,
right?
Not the encryption of the data.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be both.
So as long as Shelley, the secretary, doesn't understand that her 12345 password password is not secure,
right?
Like, the network's only as secure as the weakest password, no matter if it's on a cloud, if it's on a C drive, or if it's in the blockchain. Right?
From copying the data, yes.
Yes.
From destroying the data,
it's different.
Would be, yes, right.
Like, if you wanted to break into Lockheed Martin and change some specs on a missile, that you couldn't do anymore with blockchain.
Right.
But if you wanted to copy the specs for the missile, same thing happens.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. In a typical permission system, all the participants will agree in advance about how the network should be run and sign a legal agreement setting out the rules. For example, imagine a consortium of banks using blockchains to clear and settle transactions, an idea recently piloted by the Bank of Canada. In this system, blockchain algorithms are used to store and exchange data in a secure, decentralized manner, but the banks remain in control and manage the whole network according to their contract. New members would have to sign the contract in order to join. That contract, sometimes called a network constitution, could contain the procedure for changing the system's algorithms and also govern aspects of the network that no algorithm can control. When it comes to privacy, for instance, a computer program can strictly control who has access to what data, but it can't control what someone does with the information once it's inside their head.
Mm-hmm.
To stop an employee from spilling client secrets at the bar, you still need a non-disclosure agreement. Some purists don't think these systems should be called blockchain at all because they trade algorithmic governments for usability. You'll sometimes hear them described as distributed ledgers or consortium blockchains. There's no consistent technology, and the fight over terms is really a fight about principles. To a purist, a blockchain must be a system like Bitcoin that decentralizes both data and power. These alternate blockchain designs decentralize only the data, not the power. Okay, so that's what they're saying in that paragraph is what we were just talking about. So because Bitcoin is decentralized and controlled completely by algorithms, you can't change a Bitcoin ledger.
No.
Because you're not following the rules and the algorithm knows it.
Right.
So what these purists are saying is that because you take that out, the your only secure is your weakest password type of play comes back in because that's no longer a blockchain to them because it's not secure like a blockchain would
be.
Like, it's 50% of a blockchain.
Right. Yep. Because they can still see the information.
But you can't have all of the bank's data stored and governed by algorithms because that's literally how Skynet happens, right?
Yeah, I think. I mean, that's what's
Do you think we're going to get there one day, though?
Yeah. Yeah. Algorithms, like, for days, man. What if not, then this. Situations for every fucking day.
But what about, do you think we'll ever get to the point where AIs are writing those algorithms?
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
What about in our lifetime? I think we'll get there. Do you think we'll have it in our lifetime?
Yeah, I hope not.
Does sound scary, doesn't it?
Kids can.
You know what it's going to be, dude, because it's us our lives suck?
What's that?
We're going to reach the age of our grandparents where we no longer understand technology.
Right.
And then technology is going to get really complicated like this.
I already basically don't understand.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, we're going to be in our 40s and 50s, and the blockchain AI is going to be writing and messing with our debit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to know how to talk to the banker. And we're going to be one of those idiots that calls up and be like, I can't access my online banking. And they're going to be like, well, the blockchain algorithm has rewrote your account number for today because of this cyber attack. We're going to be like, but my password is BagelLover69, and I don't understand why I can't access it. And they'll be like, Mr. Neiman, you should probably not say your password over the phone. Because the NSA is always watching and blah, 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 blah. And it'll be like, you a suck, whippersnapper. And I'm going to hang up on him. And
Bagel what? What's the password?
Bagel lover 69.
Oh, bagel lover.
Yeah, bagel lover. Because you know it looks like a bagel, don't you?
What does?
All right, so the next paragraph here is, From a bank's perspective, this has many advantages.
A butthole?
All of the participants are known, which is required by regulators. Algorithms can be changed as needed according to the contract, which adds stability. And whereas all Bitcoin transactions are visible to anyone, permission designs can give different participants different levels of access, keeping clients' data private and business secrets secret. A permission system can also avoid Bitcoin's onerous, environmentally ruinous proof-of-work system that is adding new entries. Hyperledger is experimenting with several alternatives, and members can choose the algorithm that works best for their purpose, whether it's banking, supply chain management, or keeping medical records. Any industry that involves transactions will be interested in blockchain, which is all of them, said Brian Binelford, Hyperledger's executive director. Seeing this huge potential market, a number of major tech companies have started to offer blockchain services, and they have focused on permission designs. Executives IBM, Microsoft, two of the leading corporate blockchain players, told me that their clients overwhelmingly prefer systems where all members are known and have agreed to follow the rules. According to Matthew Kerner, general manager in charge of blockchain at Microsoft, clients also demand speed and usability. What a shocker. Trying to design around the idea that any member might be untrustworthy makes systems too slow and cumbersome. Compared to their enterprise system of the day, said Kerner, that type of blockchain just doesn't stack up. This isn't to say that the corporations are right to dismiss Bitcoin-style blockchains. The corporate track record on handling disruptive technologies is hardly spotless in the realm of cryptocurrency startups and initial coin offerings. Permissionless blockchains are still all the rage, attracting billions from investors. What's crucial is that the would-be investors understand that not all blockchains are created equal. Those making sweeping predictions about the future should take note of this, too. Blockchain boosters tout the idea that cryptocurrencies will soon displace conventional monetary systems, eliminating banks, and that a tidal wave of decentralization will then speed through every industry, washing away the entrenched middlemen in its path. Yet Bitcoin has been mired in wrangling over capacity problems while permission blockchains have gained backing from the very same middlemen that the cryptocurrency was supposed to eliminate. Those institutions seem to have found a way to co-opt many of the useful technological features of Bitcoin without the cryptocurrency's revolutionary implications. The Bitcoin blockchain model is up against some of the most terrific powerful vested interests, which have no intention of putting themselves out of business. God, that didn't help me understand blockchain whatsoever. I mean, it did a little.
Yeah. I mean,
what does this mean for banks? What does this mean for banks and governments if this becomes popular? Well, I think the bigger worry, I think what's happening is that corporations are trying to get into blockchain
mm-hmm.
for the security of it.
Right.
Where the cryptocurrencies are using blockchain
to make sure that no one can just make
right.
up.
Well, and also to replace these corporations where no one is in charge of one thing.
Yeah.
Like Bitcoin now exists, it'll always exist, it won't go away. It could decrease in value to a point where it's non-existent.
Right.
But it's always going to be there.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
And the only problem with Bitcoin right now is its volatility.
Mm-hmm.
Where like, in a perfect world, for Bitcoin, for example, I think what you would want to do is, like, you make $800 a month, okay? So you take that $800, you put it directly into Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And that is your new bank. Your bank
right.
is Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And in the perfect world, your bills can be paid with Bitcoin, but your dollar isn't always a dollar.
Yeah.
Like, what's been happening is that your dollar is now $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put, like, you get paid this month and a $20,000 Bitcoin, you put your $800 into it, but then next week it's a $10,000 Bitcoin. Well, you only made $400 this month now.
Yeah.
And that's what kills you.
Right.
That's why people just can't put whole paychecks in the Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually the hope would be to decentralize what Morris is saying, like they won't be in control of the money. I think that's the idea.
Right.
Is that governments won't be able to control your currency, but how do you control the fatality of Bitcoin, but just continually go up and down? Like, we're looking at Bitcoin right now as an investment.
Mm-hmm.
When the people who created Bitcoin don't look at it as an investment, they look at it as a thing to replace banks.
Right.
But until it's less volatile, that's never going to happen.
Right.
Like, the reason it's an investment is because it's so volatile. Like, mm-hmm. you bought 100 of those whatever coins, and the hope is that it's going to soar like Bitcoin did, and you're going to become a millionaire.
Probably not a great idea.
Why? Is it down?
I read about that company.
Oh, yeah?
That's not anything special. It's literally any blockchain companies are kind of doing something with the blockchain and making it a little bit more specific for a specific like industry. Like the one I bought was Poet.
Okay.
And that means poet, and it's a blockchain ledger, decentralized, that allows content creators online. So like right now, I think it's just doing articles.
Okay.
For people to go and like input, like they uploaded this article, they wrote it, they did this to the blockchain on this date and can prove it without any, you know, worry about somebody hacked it and they really didn't write it. They did. They just put it in there to the network because they hacked in.
Okay.
So they'll give you like a badge or something like that. Like this was uploaded to Poet at this time, making it
So what, in a perfect world for you, what you would want is some like YouTube to implement Poet as a way to get payouts.
Well, on their roadmap, they say they want to start doing music, they want to start doing videos, they want to start doing other things, but audio files.
Is that the only one you picked?
Yeah. That's the only one I've gotten so far. I only put $40 in the KuCoin.
I feel like what you should do is you should go onto Reddit and read the ones that people say aren't going to go anywhere and invest in those because people on the internet are probably always wrong.
Well, that Rayblox one, that one, I don't know. That one may have potential because exchange
Well, they were saying
rates.
That like the Saudis were thinking of buying it. That's why it was going to blow up.
Well, I've read an article saying that it's going to be the next, it's going to be the exchange bit or the exchange cryptocurrency because. When I bought Litecoin, you can't just buy the altcoins on KuCoin.
Right.
You just can't, you know, here's my bank account, take $50,
right.
put it in.
You have to buy another digital currency.
You have to have a digital currency and then exchange it for that.
So they're saying that this Ryblox, whatever, is going to be the new exchange
because
it's so fast.
Yes, because literally I bought Litecoin because it's faster than Bitcoin was.
Right. Because a transfer from one coin to another coin requires a lot of that technological crap that we just went through.
All those miners have to verify that this is happening and confirm.
And so that could take hours.
Litecoin's 30 minutes.
Right.
Bitcoin, I think it's like an hour and a half to two or something like that. And then that.
But Ryblox is like instant.
Right.
And that's why they're saying everyone's going to convert to Ryblox.
It's a lower. It takes less processing power to process a verification than Bitcoin or Litecoin.
But isn't the problem that if Ryblox got bigger, wouldn't it take longer? Because the more you have, the more it takes to process. Isn't that why Bitcoin takes so long now? It's because everyone owns a Bitcoin?
Yeah, I mean, that might be, that might be it.
I don't know, man. That's what I just don't understand.
I think it's less processing power for the people that are already mining, you know.
I think a bank is going to buy one of them. Mm-hmm. And whichever one that is, that's the one that's going to be. You have to have already owned it, but that's the one that's going to make you a ton of money.
Yeah. No, that's probably true. I mean,
like if JP Morgan just comes out and says, we're buying Poet tomorrow, you'd make a lot of money off that.
Yep, that is definitely one way. Another way is that people say hold it in Bitcoin. You can't go wrong holding cash in Bitcoin. Whether or not it goes up or down right now, it's going to always be there. It is the brand of cryptocurrency, so it's not like if you had money in
Apple. Aren't
you
glad it's got a good name?
Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Like
not Ryblox.
Yeah, that's a stupid one.
That is really dumb. Yeah.
Dollar. That's a stupid one.
Dollar.
That's a stupid one, dude.
Dollar. Give me those dollars.
Like, who decided a dollar would be the thing?
I don't know.
You got any comments on official players' competitive matchups?
Competitive match I play as Pharah and Moria. Like, how did you do this? What?
Yeah, Colby doesn't play Overwatch, so I like to make him read Overwatch things.
Oh. How did you do this? The game does not like you.
That's actually the answer.
Yep.
Yeah, that's actually the answer.
Whatever that is.
RNGesus, whatever that is.
RN the devil.
RNGesus, whatever that is. All right, man, you want to talk about this? This is kind of show and tell, so we can talk about this. But this guy spent New Year's weekend photographing a bunch of filming locations in the Atlanta area. So he basically just went to places that had been in movies and took pictures of the real thing. So, like, here's Avengers... Like the Avengers building, and it's actually the Porsche headquarters.
Why did they add a second level?
Isn't that weird?
CGI.
Like, that's what I like, dude. And, like, here's, like, the intersection in Captain America Civil War. Here's without the trucks. Like, there's the bridge, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Some of these are really interesting. Like, Spider-Man Homecoming right here. Like, it's the exact same storefront.
That's crazy.
The bridge, you know. And these are all in the Atlanta area.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So here's, like, someone's house. Is the house in
so
Spider-Man.
So Atlanta must have a whole bunch of tax credits for film.
Yeah, Georgia. Yeah, Georgia in general, yeah. This guy just happens to live in Atlanta. Like, this one right here is, like, amazing to me. Like, they just changed the corner store to look more New York, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? But that's the only thing I can think of. Because, like, all these buildings down here are different.
Took a couple buildings,
like, it's down. These yeah. two things, right? It's like this area right here. This is the only building.
That's crazy. I wonder how I figured this out.
I don't know. Like, but this one's the same. Like, this building right here is very recognizable, obviously. Yeah,
Guardians.
But this whole thing is taken out. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, like, it's, they made it into a Dairy Queen.
Wow.
Baby Driver. No, like, here it is in Baby Driver. Here it is in Atlanta.
That's crazy.
More stuff and Baby Driver. Like,
yeah, I watched
took out, like, they have the Quiznos sub sign here, but they don't have the actual sign here. Or I guess maybe they do, and it's just cut off because of the aspect ratio.
Maybe. Yeah, I watched a Vox video on YouTube where they literally tracked the drive that he made in the very first of the movie.
I haven't seen this movie.
Around.
Is it worth watching, really?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I quit and deleted the game. Good idea. Good. Oh, no, man.
It's entertaining.
I hear too much hype about it.
Nah, it's good.
Like, they added, like, graffiti and stuff to this one?
Yeah.
More in Baby Driver. No, like, I like this one because, like, they added lights and all this stuff to it. Just, like, goes to show you, like, how much VFX is done.
Yeah. That you don't think.
That you don't think is VFX. Mm-mm. You know? Like, and that's what's crazy to me is that, like, they're, like, a location scout. I'm guessing that's their job to be like, oh, here's a place that we can make look like a diner.
Right. I don't know if they have to have, like, the
like, it's gotta be effects in mind. Like, it's gotta be like watching a whole different movie when you sit down after the VFX is done.
Yeah.
Like, as a director, and you're, like, shooting in front of this building right here,
mm-hmm.
but you, like, this is nothing special. This actually looks like garbage.
Yeah, I think it's closed down.
Yeah, and then it turns into this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you're in your head, you're shooting your movie like you're in front of this, but in reality, you're in front of this garbage heap.
Pretty crazy.
I mean, it gives you a new, like, kind of appreciation for the actors and stuff. Because, like, acting around an entire environment, like, there's one thing that's, like, acting around a green screen is one thing, but, like, this is entire buildings,
well, and
you know?
Also, like,
getting yourself in the scene, I feel like, would be a big part of just experiencing the mood and the lighting and all that stuff, and it's completely different.
Shit. What's the word for keeping things the same, like, from shot to shot?
Continuity?
Yes.
Yeah?
The continuity of the CGI. That would be hard.
Well, see, now, I feel like that would be easier.
Really? Because you just have
Because you just VFX it to look
but then
the same.
You just forget one of the little tiny-ass things that you did to one shot, and then that's you
why
come back.
That's why you get paid, dude, I guess. I don't know. That's what reshoots
list.
Are for.
Make a list.
I just want to eat dinner and then take a shower tomorrow and then go to school. All right, well, then do it, man. Do it. Eat a lobster. You won't. Like, there's My Cousin Vinny, which I've never seen.
Yeah, man. The special effects in Mindhunter.
Right.
Crazy.
Right, to make it old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all just really tiny, subtle changes.
And, like, this movie's older, so it makes me wonder how much has changed due to the passage of time. Or, like, how much is, like, physical set dressing and how much is VFX. You know, like, this is Prisoners.
Hmm.
You know, like, that's the house. Looks exactly the same. But, like, this looks way different. You know, yeah. Like, this has logs on the front of it and all that stuff. This doesn't.
They repainted.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or it's digital, you know, I mean.
Nah.
I mean, look at that. That's just color grading. Right?
Right.
They just added entire front to the store.
There are way too many locations in fucking Georgia, though.
This is all Atlanta.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is, like, how much... I mean, you could make a place is, like, anything if you VFX it enough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I would eat a lobster if they didn't cost so much money. Yeah. It's rough, dude. Go rob a bank. Stranger Things is in Atlanta, apparently. Like, that's just the same building.
Wow.
It's kind of nuts, dude, to me to see this... Like, this dude, it's their house.
Mm-hmm.
It's for rent. Oh, it says private property. They probably have people visiting their Stranger Things house all the time, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, how did this person get into this person's, like, backyard? Isn't that weird?
It's a little weird.
It's a little weird, right? There's the arcade. Dude, I don't know. It gives me a new respect for location scouts.
Yeah.
That they could be like, all right, we got to find a place that could be a 1970s arcade, and they find this building. And then the VFX guys go, yeah, this could work. I just don't get what the order of that is. You know, do they just pull like what I do to you, and just like, here's the content you have to work with. Can you make it look like this? And then you're just like, I guess.
Probably.
I mean, that's probably what it is, right? Yeah. Yeah. It's like you're paid to make this look correct.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Georgia also looks like everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't really know where Stranger Things is supposed to be shot, though.
I think Indiana?
Really?
I think it's in Indiana. But, like, if you lived in Georgia, you'd just feel like... Like, do you think you'd recognize these places? Like, if they were filming Wichita, you'd be like, oh, I know that building, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
It's just, it's nuts to me that all of these places are in...
What's that one?
That's Hawkins Middle School.
No, yeah, that one there.
That's for Stranger... Have you not seen Stranger Things, man?
No, I know that, but where's the... What's the upper one?
This?
Oh, shit. So what?
Yeah, they just added a dumpster.
Oh, my God. No, the other one. That one. Yeah. That one's from Stranger, and then right below is the same exact shot from when he took it. That's funny.
Right. Right. Like, City Hall's there. Lots of Stranger Things, dude. Like, see Stranger Things? Downtown Jackson. Like, they just changed the name on it. I mean, they added an entire storefront here. It just blows my mind what went into this type of stuff. Like, here's the accountant. Living Robotics. Klaus Advanced Computing Building.
So weird.
And all these things take place in Atlanta. That's what's so insane to me. Like, Memphis, Tennessee, and it's clearly Atlanta. Like, they just replaced the skyline.
Yeah.
Like, the skyline is completely different, but the road is exactly the same. The houses next to it are exactly the same. Like, this whole road is Atlanta's road, but with Memphis's skyline in the background.
That's crazy.
Like, that is nuts to me. It's what's nuts to me is that is cheaper than just getting an overhead shot of Memphis.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's got to be cheaper to drive 3 miles up the road to Memphis, put a camera on a tripod, and shoot it, but I guess because of the tax credits and all that, it can't be?
Mm-hmm, the permissions and everything that you need to get. Might as well get them for one place and then just make everything look...
Right. Digitally, just fix it, you know? Yeah, that's crazy. This is literally blowing my mind, some of this stuff. It just goes to show you that you had no idea. Like, this is obviously...
Yeah.
That's Atlanta, but it's based in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that makes sense. But it's just like... I mean, I knew that a lot of things in movies were VFX. You didn't know with VFX, but that, like... It's like every shot is VFX now because you got to change the names of cities and everywhere's Atlanta and it's got to look like somewhere else.
Yeah, there was one movie, I don't remember what it was, but like almost it was 80-90% of all the shots were had
right.
some CGI.
Well, that's what like Mindhunters is like because they put it back in the 70s even though they shoot it. You know, it's like it's they got to edit everything to look old.
And then I just get to the point where you're like, are you just being picky?
Right. Like would we notice?
Do you really need to add more trees in the background where there are already trees?
Well,
you just
like,
want more trees?
Like the thing like Memphis.
Yeah.
Like, could they just not leave Atlanta skyline in the background? Like, there's two types of people that are going to know that's not right. The people who live in Memphis and the people who live in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And the people who live in Atlanta and Memphis are probably already going to know that's not a road that they
live
in. Like, I mean, what's that George Clooney movie where he's still up in the air? In the air. There's a scene in Wichita. All right, and they show an overhead of Wichita, and it is an actual overhead of Wichita. You like see like our convention center and all that stuff, but then they cut to an interior shot that's clearly not Wichita because, well, first of all, it's not like half burned down, and second of all, like there's buildings outside the window and stuff, and
that's funny.
Like I can immediately tell from the interior shot that that's not Wichita out the window.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, why even try?
Why even try?
Because if it's not for me to believe that it's in Wichita, who's going to, like, the people who aren't here aren't going to know it's not Wichita. That's what I don't get, dude. It just...
Fuck
up. You tired again over there?
Yeah.
You getting yawny, dude?
Yawning. This is going to put me more to sleep.
Dude, this is really good right here. It's yawny, dude.
I would love to be a VFX artist if it didn't pay shit.
You'd be like, if it paid better?
Yeah.
Yeah? This is Yanni's Enchantment. Oh, this is nice. Dude, I can see why Sleep Playlist would come up with this.
Dude, you picked a really good artist name.
Yanni?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you yawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to get some of this yawn?
I don't understand why he looks like a 1970s metalcore, like, headbanging hair metal guy when he plays, like, sleep music.
He's trying to look like, I don't know, Sebastian Bach.
Like, he's trying to look like one of the people you'd see on, like, the front of, a, like, a romance novel book.
Yeah.
You know, without his shirt and his hair is, like, blowing in the breeze, you know?
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, that's hard. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's hard.
That's hard, chat.
It's so hard.
It's so hard.
Makes chat. Me rock hard.
Oh. Oh, man. Okay. We have one story left, but I don't think it's worth talking about, so I think we can probably wrap up the show if you're...
Yeah, I gotta go do things.
Yeah, man, you said you have lots of things to do. Like, he came in here, chat, and he said, are we dropping frames? And I'm like, a little bit. And he's like, well, we could just cancel the show. I got things to do.
I got things to do. Now I'm going to go do those things.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't drop frames after, like, the first 30 minutes.
That's
the show
good.
Was perfect.
2.2%, not the worst.
Went down from 8.
Yeah.
So, like, at the beginning it was bad.
That's better.
But now it's fine. I don't know, man. It's turds. But thank you guys so much for hanging out with us today.
Yeah.
Watching the show, sticking through the drop frames, the rants, the talk about techno babble. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
We are the Seth and Colbert Show. We are live twice a week, once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time and once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, both at twitch.tv/Seth and Colbert. Come watch us and chat with us while we do the show. We'd love to have you here. You can also watch the show on demand on YouTube, youtube.com/Seth and Colbert. That's where you go if you don't watch it live. And you can also listen to the audio version of the show at... get those links to iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher at SethandColby.com. There's also a Plain Jane RSS feed there.
The grin.
And you can also support... I'm very distracted. You can also support... No, leave it on. Don't turn it off now.
...of information as they move through the computer.
It's getting louder. You can also help the show. Click the follow button at twitch.tv/SethandColby. It's totally free. Also, support us with your money by subscribing. It's $4.99 a month. And you can also donate money to Loud Fog or Kills Us. Thank you so much for the follows and donations today, guys. We will see you on Thursday. We love you. Bye, everybody. YouTube strike. Banned on YouTube.
Damn it. So loud.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.